this up? Does anyone really think this guy sat down and stuck all kinds of hidden meanings into his story? It's just a story. Hair woman. This is Hawthorne, one of the greatest American novelists. He didn't do anything by accident. He was a genius. Rachel/Rochelle. I thought we were supposed to have opinions here. My opinion is that it's kind of hard to read, but the part about how Hester gets in trouble and the preacher guy almost gets away with it, well, that's a good story. But I think you are making all this symbolism stuff up. I don't believe any of it. Hair woman. Do you tell your math teacher you don't believe that 3 times 4 equals 12? Well, Hawthorne's symbolism is just like multiplication. Once you figure it out, it's as clear as day. The bell rings. Hair woman blocks the door to give out our assignment. A 500-word essay on symbolism, how to find hidden meanings in Hawthorne. The whole class yells at Rachel/Rochelle in the hall. That's what you get for speaking up.
Melinda says, "That's what you get for speaking up," when Rachel argues with the English teacher. I think that Melinda is also talking about herself here. When she tried to speak up by calling the cops, everyone hated her, so now she feels like she can't speak, that nothing good will come of it. I really wish that people had taken the time to ask her why she called the cops, instead of judging her so quickly. Let's keep going. We're on page 102 at the next section called Stunted.
Stunted. Mr. Freeman has found a way around the authorities again. He painted the names of all his students on one wall of the